Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a great week. And more importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, for it's through prayer that we build a meaningful relationship with Jesus. When we pray, we are talking directly to Jesus, letting us share our most intimate thoughts and whatever is on our minds. He does listen. And although He doesn't speak to us, He does respond by creating events in our lives or through the words or actions of others. I wish I had known this when I was younger, because for most of my life, I had no relationship with the Lord. I was an in and out of faith person. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. As a result, there was no connection between me and the Lord. But in 2010, miraculously, I was led to Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about how, as Christians, we are ambassadors of Jesus, continuing His legacy of spreading Christianity. We do this by striving to be the best Christians we can be, following the laws and commands of our God, and leading by example for others. On today's show, we will talk about being appreciative of our God. Today's topic is count our blessings. As humans, we are all different, and we lead different lives. But each of us has been blessed by our Lord with talents, attributes, opportunities, and so many things unique to us that allow us to live the lives we have. Yes, some of us may look more at the negative things that we have to deal with, and when we do not see the positive things we have been blessed with, which is why we must all count our blessings. When we appreciate what we do have and not dwell on what we don't have, we are showing our Lord that we are thankful to Him for what He has provided us. And when we show our Lord how grateful we are, He tends to grant us even more. We may be disappointed having to settle for a less expensive car than the one we wanted, but we should be thankful that we can afford to buy a car, because there are many people driving cars that are very old and near ready for the junkyard. We may feel like a failure when we don't get that promotion we wanted, but we should be thankful we have a job when there are many people out of work or who have to work two, maybe three jobs to earn what we make with one. I could go on and on, but the point is, each of us needs to be thankful to our God for what He has granted us, and we do that when we count our blessings. In the Bible it says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This Bible verse makes it clear that as Christians, we must give thanks to our God for all we have. Unfortunately, many of us dwell only on what we want, what others have that we do not, and what we need that we don't have. Thinking that way will not get us anywhere, and when we do, we are not pleasing our Lord. We have all heard the phrase, "Life is not fair." Well, that's true, because not only is life not fair, but it also couldn't be. If everyone had everything they wanted, without any struggles, disappointments, and challenges, and without the triumphs, successes, and achievements, we would take life for granted. Our lives would be full of boredom, and worst of all, we would not think much about God, if at all, and that's sad. So be thankful for what we do have, and remember to always count our blessings. Understanding how the Lord has blessed each of us with many things is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is count our blessings. We should never take what the Lord has provided us for granted, and we should always be thankful for what God has given each of us, for they are gifts that make us unique, which is why we are all different. The amazing athlete, the extremely talented musician, the brilliant doctor, the excellent accountant, the dazzling model, and so many other people with gifts unique to them. We are all different, but we have to be thankful for what the Lord has granted us, and we should always remember to count our blessings. The first song I'm going to play today ties into today's message. The song is called Believe and Trust in Him. Throughout our lives, we make mistakes. We may hurt others unintentionally through words or actions, and we may make bad decisions. But when we do, the one thing we can always do is turn to our Lord and ask for His forgiveness and strength to move beyond the problem and to put it in the past. This too is something to be thankful for and another way for us to count our blessings. In the song verses, we hear about mistakes made and how when we do, we need to reach out to Jesus. Then in a chorus, with Jesus in our hearts, we can put the past behind us and move on, living a happier life, for we rid ourselves of the burden we were carrying. Please listen now to my song, Believe and Trust in Him.
Living like you're always right, hurting those along the way. The things you've said, the lies you've spread, cause so many to run away. You've got your pride, but you're not satisfied. You're not where you want to be. Reach out to Him, let the change begin. Open up your eyes and see.
Can't forget.
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Continuing with today's topic, Count Our Blessings, let's just think about how each of us has been given special gifts from our God. But do we take the time to thank Him? Do we appreciate what we have been blessed with? Only we can answer those questions about ourselves, but what we should do is begin every time we pray with a word of thanks to our Lord for what He has given us and let Him know that we do count our blessings. When we pray, we need to thank Jesus for all we have, our spouse, our children, our home, our job or career, our special talents, such as being good with our hands, our bodies, or our minds. If we took a moment to think about all we have to be thankful for, I think we'd be amazed at how long that list would be. Sure, we all have problems. We all have needs and challenges to deal with. And we can certainly talk to Jesus about each of them and seek His help. But we would find life so much happier if we always looked at what we have been blessed with first and let Jesus know how grateful we are. We can never be too thankful, which is why we should begin each prayer with thanks and appreciation and not immediately letting Jesus know what we need, what we don't have, or what we don't want to deal with. Think of how we feel when a family member or friend is always negative, constantly complaining, and never satisfied. Why would we expect Jesus to be any different? Showing our thanks and appreciation for all we have shows the Lord we love Him and that we are grateful for what He has given us. Moreover, when we do, we are not only pleasing the Lord, but there is also a greater chance for Him to reward us with even more things as long as our thanks are sincere. And we should always thank Jesus for those we prayed for that the Lord has helped in some way. Our friend was diagnosed with cancer, and we prayed and prayed for them. Luckily, they were able to get the right treatment, and the cancer is gone. Remember to thank Jesus for helping them, and thank Him often. So as we go through our week, remember that when we pray to Jesus, to start each prayer session off with thanks for all we have, and to be specific about what we are thankful for. Understanding the need for us to count our blessings is another step in living life as a Christian. Today our topic is Count Our Blessings. As Christians, we must always be thankful to our God for all He has given us. We are all unique and have all been blessed with special gifts that God has granted us. We must acknowledge those gifts and let the Lord know how thankful we are. Never take those good things in our lives for granted, because that's not what we as Christians should ever do. Our God loves all of us, and He has provided us with certain qualities, talents, and abilities that make us who we are. We must show Him not just our love, but also our thanks for all He has granted us. The next song I'm going to play has a powerful message. The song is called Just Walk With Me. As Christians, there are times when we may have doubts or drift away from the Lord. We can always find our way back through prayer, and when we do, we must keep Jesus with us in our hearts. In the song verses, we hear about dealing with doubt and uncertainties. Then in a chorus, how easy life is when we learn to walk with the Lord and let Him lead. Please listen now to my song, Just Walk With Me. The vocalist on the recording is Chelsea LaRosa from Hillsong.
Try to figure things out. We give it. will get you through tomorrow and take my hand and let me guide you. I've been down this road so many times before. Just walk with me. He knows there are those times that we abandon him, and the days that we find we are weak and given to sin. Yet he loves us and cares for us and always forgives. And when I pray, I always hear him say, I gave you life, so come and live. Just walk with me. You can follow. Walk with me. I will get you through.
Down this road so many times before, just walk with me.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the seventh Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel, we hear Jesus tell his disciples that we need to always forgive, never seek retaliation, and follow the golden rule of doing unto others what we would want them to do unto us. He puts great emphasis on love, forgiveness, and mercy, and tells of the great rewards we will receive in heaven for following his ways. The psalmist, Psalm 103, "The Lord is kind and merciful." This psalm is a powerful prayer acknowledging the praise of our God, who is extremely kind and merciful to all of us. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen out to my version of Psalm 103, "The Lord is kind and merciful."
The Lord is kind and merciful. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and O my being, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and
be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Hole in the Fence. There was once a little boy who had a bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the back of the fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. Over the next few weeks, as he learned to control his anger, the number of nails he hammered daily gradually dwindled down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the day came when the boy did not lose his temper at all. He told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. The days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. He said, "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar, just like this one. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out. It won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry, the wound is still there. A verbal wound is as bad as a physical one." Friends and loved ones are a very rare jewel. Indeed, they make you smile and encourage you to succeed. They lend an ear, they share a word of praise, and they always want to open their hearts to us. Water your relationships with kindness, and they will grow. So be careful with what you say, and you won't chase friendships away. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.